Hello and welcome to episode 19 of Zion's Finest. We've got the world champion himself, Daniel Taylor, coming live from Seattle.
Hey there.
We are so glad to have Daniel on the podcast. He's an awesome player, obviously, being a repeat Worlds winner, but he's also awesome on Vassal. He has got incredibly good fundamental game sense. He plays these weird janky lists and somehow beats everybody. So he is awesome, and this is going to be a really awesome episode. We're going to learn a lot from him. But first off, just a few quick housekeeping items. First off, we are loving every iTunes review we get, and we want more of them. If you got a five-star review, please go over onto iTunes and leave it for us. And if you've got any feedback, we'd love to have it. Also, if you want to join us on the Slack channel, send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com. We'd love to have you. We are kind of in the midst of regionals right now, so there's still a lot of list building, list discussion, meta breakdown going on, and we would love to get everybody on that we can get. But I'm going to turn it over to Daniel, let him introduce himself, and then we're going to get started.
Hey, I'm Daniel Taylor. I've been playing IA for maybe... I picked it up the year it came out, but one of my friends did, at least, and we started playing the campaign. And I was like, man, this game is really cool. So then I got into Skirmish, unfortunately a little too late to go to the Worlds the first year. But yeah, I've been having a blast playing Skirmish and a little bit of campaign ever since.
That's awesome. So I guess you missed the year of the 4x4.
Yeah, I mean, I was playing, but uh-huh. I didn't go to Worlds that year. And that time I liked playing like the Royal Guard champion.
Oh, yeah.
With some Royal Guards. That was pretty fun.
There you go. So maybe it's a good thing that you missed the first year. Because, I mean, the 4x4, I mean, holy smokes, what a crazy list that
was. Yeah, it was a little ridiculous.
Yeah, very ridiculous. Awesome. Would you mind giving us a little bit of background on, so you've won Worlds back-to-back. Can you tell us a little bit about that in terms of what you brought, how it went?
Sure. So the first time was 2016 Worlds. I brought the double Stormtroopers, you know, Blaze, heavy elite heavies with some spies cross training, and that list, I really liked playing that list because I felt like it gave me a certain degree of control over the game with all the spy cards and Blaze and being able to do, you know, reinforcements to get your guys back and all the rerolls and stuff, so that was a really fun year. And then the second year is the Rise of the Hunter. Only like 6 months later, because they changed the time.
That's right.
So then I played a mix of, like, I mean, you gotta play double pirates, right? So it was like double pirates, and I think I had a bunch of the heroes, Onar and Shyla and some other stuff. I don't remember exactly what I had.
Did you have Jabba?
No, I didn't have Jabba. I was pretty down on Jabba because I feel like, you know, Jabba, like, card draw is really good.
Yeah.
But like, I could play Onar instead, and he has three dice when he attacks versus Jabba just giving someone one die.
Yeah, it's true. It's a great point.
And like, Onar's health actually matters in the game, whereas Jabba's health is totally relevant.
Absolutely.
So that was kind of my thought on not playing Jabba.
Did you have the Rebel Care package?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, definitely Gideon 3PO.
Absolutely.
You're kind of crazy not to play them.
True.
Unfortunately.
True. Yes, indeed. Unfortunately.
But so, yeah, there were some really close games at the last Worlds. I think the closest one, I won a game. Time ran out. We thought we were going to get another round, and they're like, no, time's over. And we're like, oh, well, we'll do the black market. And like, I flipped like on the lamb.
Oh, man.
And sold that for 3 points.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, and so that got me in the lead and why I won.
That's awesome.
If I'd had on the lamb earlier, you know.
Oh, like, sure. Yeah, the point swing would have been just as good. But. have you lost a game at Worlds, Daniel, since you've been?
I lost one game, I think. So the first year, I think I was undefeated.
Okay.
In the actual World Tournament.
Uh-huh.
And that was also the year they had the warm-up tournament, and I brought the Ugnaught Swarm with Boba Fett.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately, I didn't win because freaking Dinoga map.
Oh, of course. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, man, it was close though. But so I'll take this moment to officially apologize to everyone.
Thank you
for bringing Ugnaughts.
Thank you, Daniel.
I'm really sorry.
you ruined the game for 6 months. Thank you.
It's all my fault.
That's all right.
But yeah, I think I lost one in the Swiss. At the last Worlds. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Okay. But, cool. But your dominating streak continues, and you're going to be at Worlds this year, right?
Yeah.
So when you win Worlds for the third year in a row, or is your card is your card that you design going to actually be an FAQ where you're going to say Gideon and 3PO can't be temporary alliance into scum?
I don't think that's on the table. Unfortunately, you only get to do either a command card or like a upgrade or an attachment or something. No rules changes, unfortunately.
All right.
I mean, maybe I could throw out like an upgrade that you exhausted to like kill 3PO or something. I don't know.
Great idea. if C-3PO's list is not a rebel list, just kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
But yeah, I have designed two cards now and finished that. So
has either of them been released?
No, it's whenever the next set comes out.
That's gonna be awesome.
They'll be in that.
That is gonna be awesome. We'll have to ask you about them once they come out.
Yeah.
Cool. Before we go into the next thing, tell us about what is your favorite faction, list, figure? Like what do you love to run?
I do really enjoy playing just about everything. I mean, lately Imperial's been a lot of fun. Getting some use out of those riot troopers that nobody's really been playing.
Yeah.
It brings me back to, you know, back to the like the Blaze and Elite Swarms kind of. You know, you can kill some of my guys, but it doesn't really matter because I'll win in the end through numbers.
Yeah,
is the game plan.
I love that.
So that's been pretty fun.
Tell us about, you had a Seattle regional recently, right?
Yeah, we had 22 people came out to Redmond.
That is so awesome.
It was pretty good.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great turnout. That's like one of the best I've heard of recently. So do you know if that is more or less than last year?
It's way more than last year. I think last year we had 15.
Oh, great.
Or so.
That's awesome.
Actually, hold on. Last year we didn't, last year we didn't get a regional for some reason. And so the 15 was at some like rather large event where we had like a store tournament instead.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I had to go to Salem, Oregon and Vancouver, Canada for some regional action last year.
That's good. Did you win them both?
Yeah.
Man, we need.
Let me apologize to those people because I was playing Bantha Ugnaughts at those tournaments.
Oh man.
So really sorry, everybody in Oregon and Canada.
The two most unfun things. You ran them. There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so
that was before all the Hunter stuff.
Yeah, that's true. What did you take to the Seattle regional?
So this regional, I decided I want to go a little crazy, and so I went with double elite riot troopers, double elite jet troopers, Palpatine, an officer, Rule by Fear, and Zilla Technique as my 40 points, and it turned out to be pretty good. There's nothing quite like playing reinforcements to get a 7 health figure back on the board.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's pretty fun.
Especially with that 7 health figure who's getting a block token at the end of every activation.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they are just
so yeah, the riot troopers. The trick is getting people to shoot the riot troopers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because really, they want to shoot your jet troopers instead.
Yeah.
But yeah, the tournament was good. I had like a buy card from some store tournament, so I skipped out on round one. Figured nobody wanted to play me.
Yeah. That's right. They didn't.
I don't remember too much about some of the games, but one of the closest games was definitely against IG Pirates on Nal Hutta.
Oh, yeah.
We were playing Rain and Freight, I think. And he just rolls up with IG and decides to kill Palpatine, even though I'm like way in the back because he has Blaze of Glory.
Oh, man.
So then I've got like this Riot Trooper right next to IG. And, like, we spawn a bunch of crates. And I'm like, gee, I could attack IG with some Riot Trooper. This one Riot Trooper. I think I could probably attack him with, like, both. But one guy was sitting right next to, like, three crates.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, I'm just going to pick up all the crates.
You got to take that.
So I started going crate crazy. I mean, I got a little bit of damage on IG. But, and I was kind of spread out all over the map. And somehow I managed to kill enough stuff and pick up, like, 16 or 18 points worth of crates by the end of the game to win. I think the final bit was I had some like shared experience focused jet trooper fly over and hit IG to finish him off.
Good.
Late game, which helped out. But yeah, that was pretty close. Had to play the same guy again in the top 8. And we were playing the new map with the pick up the crates and bring them back to your base.
The concealed treasures.
Yeah. I hadn't played that one in a tournament yet. And like, I tend not to play it online just cause like normally you just kill everything online.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, we're playing and like IG's killing some Sikh, goes and tries to kill Palpatine again. Right. I think I managed to keep him alive this time, but, I managed to kill IG and like a pirate, and he killed like Palp and some random stuff. And at some point in the game, I was like, well, shoot, if I just have every one of my guys pick up a crate and run back, then I just win.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like,
and he can't kill them.
So I was
all.
Like, I guess I'll do that since he can't kill them with just like a few pirates. So I did that, and I was like, man, the objective on this map is really good when you got a like a really hard to kill guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like that's the interesting thing about, I mean, that's one thing I love about your list in that it's good at the pickups, right? Because you've got these cheap riot troopers who are hard to kill, who you're not going to be able to attack with them unless they're in melee range anyway. So if they've got a way to get their points back on objectives, that's super efficient, right? As opposed to,
exactly.
You know, you don't want Han to be picking up crates and sending them back. You want Han to be shooting people.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. The other list there, we had a pretty good mix of lists, you know, some Han Rangers, some IG hunters, some other kind of hunters. We had Palp and Taro and Palp and Vader jets, and we had Vader Taro jets. So yeah, quite a good mix of everything there, representing.
What else did you face? Like, what did you face in the top four and in the final match?
So what's funny is I played the guys I played round 3 and 4. I also played in the round of 8 and round of 4. So one of those guys was the IG Pirates guy. The other guy, he was also playing IG, I think. I don't even remember. He was a little bit newer to the game, so didn't turn out well for him.
Of course. Not being new and facing the 2-time world champion cannot but bode ill.
Yeah. I try not to like sit down, hey, did you know I'm the world title champion, you know.
Yeah, that's my job, Daniel.
They give me these playmats. Yeah. What am I supposed to do with those playmats?
That's right.
Am I like cinnamon? Hey, by the way, did you know I'm the world champion?
Do you
like,
know where I got
I'm
this?
Never going to do that.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's your humble. That's what I'll be there for when I see you at Worlds and be like, guys, just FYI, just so you know, you're playing Daniel Taylor.
But yeah, the finals was I played Vader Taro Jets on we were doing the shielded on Nal Hutta. And he kind of advanced maybe a little too far with Taro. Mm. So I got some good hits in, and then he brought everything forward, and unfortunately he put them all pretty close to each other. So I got a good grenade in.
Oh no.
And of course, you know, the 3 comes up.
Of course.
And like after that, you know, like, cause then Palpatine could just like pick off Jet Troopers at that point. So, there wasn't much he could do about that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, I've got all my guys still spread out, so I'm getting all the objectives at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
Good point.
Didn't work out well for him.
Tell me about, so what do you think, so your list, right? The strengths of your list, double riots, double jets, Palp, Officer, Rule by Fear, and Zillow. It's, I would say its primary strength is its durability, right? Its durability is all of your units, except for the Officer, who doesn't count, are very tough to remove. In one shot, especially. And so, so because of that, like, it's obviously really good at taking and holding objectives and playing and holding the objective game. So, I mean, like, it doesn't seem like it's got, like, super high damage output, but it does have very consistent damage output, right? Like, it's not going to do, like, a 12 damage shot, like Onar with Assassinate, but it's going to do, you know, 4 to 5 to 6 damage with every single attack. And then you've got all this free damage with Palp and, you know, Tempting and all that.
So, yeah, you should be expecting, like, after blocks, you're probably doing, like, 3-ish on average.
Yeah.
But, like, the Riots actually can surprise you. Especially with some command card support. So I was playing like Deathblow, right?
Yes.
So like you can have a riot trooper run up and play Deathblow and play Blitz, and like he's doing like 8 damage.
Yeah, that'll kill something.
Surprise.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, so you can get some surprise damage in there.
Absolutely.
I think I had Grizzly Contest too, maybe. I don't remember if I fit that in or not, but
because it's just
I mean, that's another option more. If you want some surprise damage.
So tell me about like, so with the strengths of your list, what are its good matchups? What do you think are its, obviously you won, but what, and you didn't lose a game, but what do you think are its like more matchups that you're more afraid of? Like what are you looking for when you're facing across your opponent?
Anything that the long range heavy hitters are actually a really hard matchup. So like Han Rangers or IG Pirates, because you just have to close the gap, and there's no good way to do that without getting shot.
Yeah.
So it, depending on the objectives, you can use that to your advantage. But like IG is going to roll out and kill somebody.
Yeah.
And you got to hope if IG kills a guy every shot, then you're probably not going to win.
Yeah.
Right.
Good point.
And like the Rangers, you know, they'll probably have to spend two shots per guy with the Rangers, which is how you can manage to close in. But like Han, I mean, Han can totally kill a guy in one shot.
Absolutely. If
you're not lucky.
Yeah. If he is focused, he has got a decent chance, and he's got hair around. He's got a decent chance of one-shotting a Jet, and that's scary. So
yeah, so the Jets and Palper are pretty scary too. I mean, Invader, because you know Palp, if he gets to lightning all your dudes, and if they've got Overrun or Grenadier, the Riots are not going to be happy about that.
Good point.
So yeah, there's certainly a lot of bad things that can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you play? Did you play or did you not play against Invader? Not Invader Palp. Against Han Rangers.
I didn't play against Han Rangers.
Did any make the top 8?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
They just didn't make it to you.
Yeah, I just didn't get to play them though.
That's awesome. So so the meta seems like Imperials have been winning a lot of regionals. Obviously, the double Jets Palp kind of seems to form the core backbone of a lot of these lists. Sentries, I mean, have also come out. There was that IG Sentry list. That's one or regionals, you know, like, but it seems like this Palp double Jets and then other things you know, Vader was there for a while. You've got double Riots. It seems like that's dominant, but what do you think? Like, where do you think the meta's at right now?
It's kind of wide open. I feel like, I mean, sure. If you pick a faction, you're probably going to be playing certain figures, yes. Right? So like if you're picking Rebel, you're probably playing Han,
yep.
And you're probably playing Rangers or some mix of other things.
Yep.
If you're picking Mercenary, you're probably playing Double Pirates or IG,
yep.
Or both.
Yep.
And if you're picking Imperial, you're almost certainly got Double Jet Troopers in there.
Yep.
And you probably have Palp because Palp is pretty darn good. I just love that he does everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, yeah, I'll take some damage and he'll attack a guy and kill something and like, oh, now I've actually got two actions left.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I feel like everything's, I mean, what's playable, it feels all pretty even.
Yeah.
It's hard to really say like one thing is amazing compared to others.
That's a good point. Is there a card that you think is, so I like to ask, is there a card you think is overrated in the meta right now?
It's hard to say. I mean, like Vader, a lot of people really like Vader.
Yeah.
And like, he's good.
He is good.
But you can really play around him depending on the mission.
Absolutely.
Like, especially like the Nalhutta missions, you can just totally ring around the rosy with him,
yep.
And kill everything else.
Yep. And if he puts everyone next to each other, you're just going to Grenadier them, right?
Exactly. Han's probably a little overrated too, just because he's so easy to kill sometimes.
Yeah.
And so you really have to play very defensively to take advantage of him and his extra shots. But he is powerful. His shots are powerful. But again, a very fragile unit.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say is a card that you think is underrated? Either a deployment card or command card?
I mean, definitely the Riot Troopers, I think. I underrated them for a while until I actually like give them a shot. They're probably pretty underrated. Maybe the ATDP, I had played with it some, and he's pretty fun just to have a huge guy on the table.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can really stack up on certain maps. Unfortunately, Nalhutta, oh man, I hate Nalhutta.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But it is not the next out of the rotation, so we just have to deal with it.
Unfortunately, we have to deal with it.
Yeah. That was my pain with Anchorhead. Man, I was so glad when that map went away.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So do you have, is there any other thoughts you've got in terms of like the state of IA, like where it's at right now? Is there anything else that's like interesting you? Like one thing I like to think about is for a while, like I kind of just get fixated on a particular like idea that I want to exploit. So I was running like the box is like a good example, but what I've been mm-hmm. I've tried because we've got Brett Kelly on the Slack channel and Brett loves, he won that regionals with Han and Luke. And I have really, really tried to make Jedi Luke work, and I just can't do it, right? I don't know why, like, it's not my play style or something, but every time I run Jedi Luke, it just does not go well. But, so, like, for a while, I was just fixated. I'm like, I gotta try and make this guy work, and I just can't. Now, I've been fixated, so I actually saw, so Daniel, he had this list that he was playing on Vassal. That's a Han spy list that I really, really love, that I've been practicing. It's Han, Ahsoka, Mern, Mac, Hera, Care Package, and R2-D2. And it's an awesome, awesome, fun control list. I mean, I've played spies forever, but, like, it's got Han, so, you know, that does a lot for it. But I've been really, like, just trying to, like, focus and, you know, get mileage out of that. Is there anything like that in terms of, like, something that you're just trying to make work that maybe it doesn't quite work yet, but something you're working on?
Yeah, so we've got actually, there's a regionals up in Canada this weekend coming up, and I'm trying to figure out what I want to play, probably something a little crazier.
Yeah.
I'm debating on taking Bantha Elite Sentries list.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, you take Bantha, you take Elite Jawa, and you bring Elite Sentries and R2, and you temp Alliance in for Gideon as well. Mm. And I was actually bringing an Alliance Smuggler, and then you can bring an Elite Nexu as well.
Oh, wow.
And that gets you 7 guys. It gets you 7 guys with Black Market and Devious Scheme.
And some insane mobility. Insane mobility.
It's pretty funny. It's a pretty neat list. And I want it to work. Just, man, the Bantha on Nalhada is a disaster.
Yeah, it's because everyone just spreads out and there's so much space.
Well, they could just shoot it. At the very beginning, yep. And you're like, I can't do anything.
Great point.
But yeah, so I might take something crazy like that. I was also the people have been playing, you know, the Ugnaughts with IG and Onar.
Uh-huh.
I was considering maybe, like, you can actually bring Elite Jawa, double Elite Sentries, and 4 Ugnaughts is actually maybe viable. I don't know if that's more threatening than IG, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the range is crazy good. And you've got 4 units with crazy good range as opposed to just 1 unit with crazy good range.
But yeah, it's interesting. So I'm also considering just playing the ATDP, like DP, double jets, palp is pretty fun list.
Yeah, I can. And it works so well at, it does like a lot of things your list does in terms of it's tanky. And so it's got, you know, good durability, good objective control. But also, I mean, if that ATDP, if people make mistakes with their positioning and that ATDP starts blasting people, they're going to have a bad day.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's pretty fun. But yeah, those are the kind of things I want to work. Oh, and of course there's that spy list that I've got, the Han Ahsoka spy list.
When I said Daniel, I meant this Daniel Taylor, who I'm currently talking to. I shamelessly stole his list. So
yeah, it's a pretty fun list. But man, all your guys just die instantly.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I was playing online, and somebody's playing IG, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll just run IG over this place and not do anything. And I'm like, okay, you know, Han will go shoot him at the end of the round. And like, oh, Blaze of Glory, Ahsoka's dead. I was like, well, that's pretty stupid.
well, now we have a problem.
Yeah. So like, okay, well, you want to play again? It was a good game.
That's right. All right, well, that was fun. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you got to play super careful if you want to. You want to try out some wacky lists like that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the thing is, though, I have found that the good thing about this list is, so it also has Rebel High Command and Balance of the Force. And instead of, I had put Chopper in there at Paul Heaver's, Paul Heaver's insistence that Chopper was so amazing. And he's good. And I think there are certain matchups where he can do a lot of good work. But the extra card from Rebel High Command and the extra command card points you can get from Balance of the Force is just so, so, so good. So,
yeah, I feel like the list really relies on the cards.
Absolutely.
So, like, I mean, Chopper can, like, kind of deny stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
depending on what they have. But I like the more cards in that list.
And that was something actually you taught me, is that it's better to have a card in hand than to deny your opponent a card.
Yeah, I would rather play R2 than Chopper a decent amount of the time, because I mean, I feel like me having one more card is probably better than them having one less card.
And that's especially the case when you've got a list that is heavily dependent on card play, right? Like if it's
exactly
you're playing against exactly. some, you know, trooper swarm, who cares what they've got, right? But if you're playing your spies and your smugglers who need to get on the lam, then you're absolutely right.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Well, is there anything else that you've got for us, Daniel? We've been very glad to have you on.
Yeah, nothing in particular. You guys should come on play on Vassal. I'm on a lot.
DT is on a lot, and people should, we need to start plugging Vassal a little bit more, because Vassal is so great. I've played not a bunch, but probably played 5 or 6 games against DT, and obviously he's kicked my pants off all the time and just beat me into the ground. But that's awesome. I've learned so much from playing against him, so it's a great learning opportunity for people.
Yeah, there's kind of like the go-to meetup place is the Board Wars EU Discord.
Yes.
There's a Vassal pickup channel where you can just say, hey, I want to play. And if anybody's on, they'll message you, because Vassal's kind of janky, and if you stay online on Vassal client, you get disconnected silently.
Yeah,
and you don't know that you're not there. It's pretty weird. So
yeah, that's
better cool. to use Discord.
And you can get to that. I'm gonna put a link to the show notes how you can get to the Board Wars Discord channel, but it's just on their website, right?
Yeah, you can, if you just search for their website, there's a link to it.
Perfect.
Should be pretty easy.
That is awesome. Good, good. Well, we've been very glad to have you on, DT, and we're glad that we've been getting so much awesome feedback. If anybody has any reviews, please leave them for us on iTunes. If you've got any feedback, send it to zionsfinestia@gmail.com. And if you want to join us on the Slack channel, send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.